said, "I'll tell you what I'll do." He says, "He'll come over here," he says, "get one room plastered or partly started." He says, "It's likely 3 or 4 weeks before he ever comes back." Well, he come along over there, and I hollered at him. I says, "You know, your dad has always done my plaster." And I says, "He was a damn good plaster." I said, "Now I understand that you're just as good as he is when it comes to plastering, but you have the habit of coming on to a job and getting started, and then you won't be back for 6 weeks." And I said, "I'm not looking for that kind of a plaster." He said, "Well, if these carpenters will stay out of our road," he said, "I won't do that. I'll be back." I said, "Well, it's already in the carpenters is out of your road." Now, if you on job plastering, you come over and you stay on that house that I got to get done. See? And he said, "Well, I'll be there. I'll be there." I said, "Well, he did. He came over and he stayed right on the job."
It's fun to watch a good plaster work, isn't it? Boy, he just wanted to have it.
Well, I did. I was looking for cold weather. Uh-huh. And boy, he just didn't get it done in time. So they had a cold spell come on.
What's your house on the outside?
Brick.
That's pretty good stuff in this climate, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let the hailstones hit it and bounce off?
Yeah.
We have wood siding. They hit the head and they make dents.
Yeah.
So I think I've had my last house with wood siding.
Well, brick is your most substantial house in this country. If you put a good foundation under it, so it won't crack.
Yeah. Well, I've learned. Well, this was all the house I could afford.
Yeah.
Did it?
See, my house is what they call a brick veneer.
Oh, yeah.
But you got to have a good foundation.
Uh-huh.
If you don't, first thing you know, you got cracks going up your windows or off some direction.
Right in the brick, huh?
In the brick, yeah.
Well, we've been lucky so far. We don't have any cracks in our house. We just have wallboard walls.
Well, you won't have as many cracks on wallboard inside. But that's another thing, that if you've got a good foundation of your house, you won't have the cracks. Now, we haven't had any cracks in our house. It was built in 1950.
Mm.
But you've got to have a foundation.
Mm-hmm. We have piers that go down, oh, I think 4 feet, 5 feet, I don't know just exactly what.
Well, in this country here, this ground floats.
Yeah.
Dry weather's hard.
Mm-hmm.
But what you need to go down there about 2 feet, put in about a 2 foot square slab with about 3 good reinforcing rods in.
Mm-hmm.
Then lay your stem wall in the middle of that up to where you want to set your brick in your framework.
Mm-hmm.
You get that type of foundation under there, and you can dig a hole under it, and it won't give out and get down. Let's see.
I was disappointed not to have a basement. I always thought I wanted one of those.
But I've got 2 basements in the houses I've got here, but they're a nuisance in this town because, particularly in the west side of town, you have trouble keeping water out of them.
Uh huh. Yeah, they said that was a trouble in Stillwater, too, and the ground would just leak.
Yeah.
And then, too, the clay would shift and you'd break a wall.
Yeah.
Be a miserable mess.